This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Fellowship President and CEO Yael Eckstein shares from her podcast, The Chosen People, which connects Christians to the Jewish roots of their faith by exploring the Old Testament.
The Hebrew teaching that I want to point out about Jacob happens right away in Genesis 29, right in the very first verse. Here, the Bible uses an unusual expression. Most English translations tell us that, quote, Jacob continued his journey, end quote. But that's not the literal translation of the Hebrew. The closest translation says this, quote, and Jacob lifteth up his feet, end quote. But this isn't the Bible's regular expression for traveling, so why does Scripture use it here? Well, the Jewish sages have a beautiful explanation that has always inspired me so much, and I hope that it will inspire you too. They teach that after Jacob woke up from his dream of God's promise, he felt light-footed. And that's why the Scripture literally uses the words, and Jacob lifteth up his feet. When Jacob woke up, light-footed, after hearing God's promise, Jacob felt that he could do anything. He could overcome any of the challenges that God would put his way. And I want you to remember, my friends, that just like Jacob, God has promised each one of us that as long as we dedicate ourselves to Him, He will be with us. We can feel light-footed in that.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. Join Yael for a cinematic audio experience through the Old Testament in her new podcast, The Chosen People, wherever you listen to your podcasts, or visit thechosenpeople.com.